Cadbury egg McFlurries and weight loss. Oh my gosh. Cadbury egg McFlurries and weight loss. You are going to love this podcast today. Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. I am Julie Tussey, your hostess extraordinaire. I am live today. This is my first time out and I am so excited. Oh my gosh, this is great. In the studio today, we're going to be making some changes with our podcast and some changes with the way that we record it. So we're going to be coming live to you for a few, well, maybe a month or so. And so I am so excited. You can actually call in and speak to me. And the more I learn about this, the more that I will share with you how to call and talk to me while we're taping. Is that so exciting? We're going to have some guests on, too. We have a lot of exciting things coming up on the Julie Tussey Show this month of April. We're going to be having Jason Lienartz in. He is from Revolutionary U, and he has his own, actually his own gym and fitness program. He has his own podcast. It's really, really good. He and I have been chatting for a while, and I have really, really enjoyed getting to know him. He's helping me to get through. And we're going to talk about it on the podcast in a few minutes, but that I went on in maintenance in my weight loss. I'm down 24.4 pounds. I went on maintenance and around Thanksgiving and decided, you know what, I'm just going to try and live it. Well, I did go up a couple of pounds and then I've come down and back up and down, and I'm kind of stuck in maintenance. So I'm going to learn some new techniques with Jason and employ some of the things that I've learned with Heather Robertson of HalfSizeMe.com, and I'm going to start actually losing weight again. I'm excited about that. But before we talk about all of the things we're going to talk about, how are you? How are you doing? We are doing great here, and things are going great. We are going to celebrate our 100th episode the first week of June, and I am so excited about that. So I've already talked to a couple of guests that are coming on, and we're going to do a podcast party, and we want you to be part of it. So when we get a little closer, I'll give you information about that. But wanted to talk about my week today on the Half Size Me podcast. You can go and search and find that everywhere, iTunes and Podbean, all these different places. I was actually interviewed for my whole life story about weight and the issues that I've had with it, and it turned out so, so good. I think you are going to totally, totally love to hear that podcast. So if you get a chance, it's episode 321. I was interviewed by Heather Robertson. She's lost 170 pounds and kept it off for 6 years. She's amazing. She's wonderful. I just love talking with her. And I was so blessed and excited to be on her podcast. So go check that out if you can. Give her a shout. Give her a good review and let her know what you're up to. But today I wanted to talk about a couple of things. Number one, did you know that it is National Stress Awareness Month? That's right, in April. Well, let's just put it this way. My April Fool's to my mom was, Mom, did I remember to tell you that I'm pregnant again and I'm having twins for the third time? And then I said, April Fool's. So that was my big joke, because I already have two sets of twins, if you can believe that. So that was kind of stressful. And this morning I opened up my calendar and I realized that April is National Stress Awareness Month. Oh, I need that. I need that. I don't know about you listening, but I need to relieve the stress. Oh, my goodness. I'm so busy, as I'm sure that you are. So I wanted to take just a second to talk about that today and talk to you about stress relief. Is there anything that you do for stress relief? I love the ocean, and as soon as I get in front of the ocean, I realize how minuscule my being and my life is compared to all of creation, and that helps me to relax. So sometimes I listen to ocean sounds. I actually recorded the ocean when I was there last, and that helps me relax. I take bubble baths. I definitely love a good bubble bath. I listen to a lot of audiobooks, and I listen to historical romance a lot. We've had Julia London on the podcast a couple of times, and she has like 45 or 47 or 48 now published novels that she's written, and I'm sure she's got a lot more in the can. But my husband's always like, why do you listen to those? The reason that I listen to those instead of self-help books all the time is that because it helps me to relax. My mind, and you may be the same way, is definitely busy, busy, busy. It's always busy. And so I have to find things that are like a Calgon take me away moment and an escape. So when I listen to a story, be it, you know, whatever kind of story you'd like to listen to, it gets me caught up in what they're going through, the characters, and instead of what I'm going through and all of the pressures and things I need to do. So that takes me away. Another thing I love to do is watch movies. I think that's just another one of those take you away kind of things, you know. I love that. I just love to relax. You know, one thing that you can do is you can actually schedule time for yourself. If you have a very busy schedule like I do, you need to schedule time and take some time for yourself to just decompress. Just decompress, you know. So I want to talk to you about that and give you a little bit of info on that. I would love to hear from you and hear what you do to de-stress. You know, stress is a part of our lives, and there's nothing that we can do about it. We have to learn to deal with it, and we have to learn to relax and settle down. And, you know, as you get a little bit older, you'll learn, but you have to choose your battles in life. Do not fight every single thing. There are just some things in life that you can learn to let go of. And if you can do that, you'll be less stressed. Okay, so yesterday, as I'm taping this, yesterday was Easter, and my husband called a local vineyard, and they're friends of ours that own it, and had been talking with them for a while, and it's called Chenault Vineyards here in Richmond, Kentucky. Really, really beautiful place. They're an event center, and they're open every weekend when it's warm out. So they had a grand opening of the new season this weekend, this Easter weekend. So we sang, you may or may not know this if you're a new listener, but I am a recording artist. I am a singer and a blues recording artist, and we do country, we do blues, we do rock, we do R&B, just really anything that we like to do, we'll do it, which makes it fun because I was in specific genres as I've recorded and traveled through my past, and so it's nice to just go out. People like to hear some original, and they like to hear some cover things, and it's just so fun to go out. So we sang Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon yesterday, so we had a great Easter, but as a result, my children were gone this weekend, and I didn't buy one, you guys will not believe this, I did not buy one piece of Easter candy. Not one. I didn't buy one. So I'm looking through Facebook last night, and I see this Cadbury Cream Egg McFlurry. McDonald's is bringing a McFlurry with Cadbury Cream Egg. Now, there is no better egg on the face of the earth than a Cadbury. I like the little ones with the crunchy on them, but I like this cream egg, and it's been a part of my past and a part of my life. I'm telling you, when I saw that, I was like, this is not right. This is not right. I am trying to lose weight, and I'm sure many of you listening are trying to lose weight, but you know what I'm going to have to do, because we have to keep the listeners informed on the Julie Tussey Show. I have got to try it. I'm going to have to try it and see and let you know what I think of it when it comes out. But I had a saving grace, and I want to rejoice in this. I had a saving grace this weekend because they've only released it in Canada and Australia. And the reason that they have done that is because they say that it tastes different there. Hershey's is actually the company that makes the chocolate for the Cadbury cream eggs and the Cadbury eggs here in the United States. So another company is making it in Canada and in Australia, and they said that they are so popular in those countries that they released them there first to see how they went over. And I'm sure they're going to go over like crazy because America is sugar addicted, myself included, trying to overcome and repent from that. Now, I really don't believe there's anything like evil when it comes to food, but I do think if you cut down on the sugar, you will feel better and be healthier, and your teeth will be happier for doing that. But as a result of all of this, I was so thankful that it was only released there. But I do think that if you're in Australia or Canada and you are listening to this podcast, would you please consider sending us a couple of Cadbury cream eggs in the chocolate that you have there? I would love that. And we actually have an audience in these two countries, so I'm so excited. So shout out to you. But, yeah, you can email me at julietussie@gmail.com, and you can send us, you can actually send us, I'll give you the address, and you can send them, and we'll do a taste test on the Julie Tussie Show, because this is very serious business in America. Easter eggs are super-duper serious, so we're going to have to deal with that. Well, anyway, I am so glad to be catching up with you. I'm really excited about an upcoming event that we're going to host. I'm right now in the process of solidifying the dates in September to have a women's event and women's get-together, and we're going to let you know all about that. I'm looking at September 21st and 22nd, I believe it is, but we will let you know where we come together on Friday night, have a dance and have a wine tasting and just have a good old time. I might talk to you a few minutes, and then we're going to see if we can get a fashion show in, maybe some skincare, just some encouraging speaking from successful women. Just going to be a lot of great, great things for you. I wanted to tell you thank you so, so much for checking in with me today. Thank you for putting up with our change in the podcast just momentarily until we get things worked out with our new studio. We're revamping the studio. So let me know what you think of this. Let me know if you're enjoying the podcast. If you're trying to lose weight, reach out to me at julietussie@gmail.com and let me know. We could partner on that. I'm getting ready. I'm going to bare knuckle it. It's just been easy not to have to deal with it, because in maintenance, it's just really easy for me to, you know, not have to focus so much. So now I'm getting my focus back, going back to the gym, getting ready to try and get another 24 pounds off, and it's very, very exciting. I'm so glad that you listened in. Please share this with your friends and family. Remember that you are amazing. There's only one you, and people need you in their lives. You're valuable and precious and important. It's never too late to follow your dreams, and that's what the Julie Tussie Show really is all about, is encouraging you to do what's in your heart to do, to be what you know you were created to be, and to never give up. Never give up on weight loss. Never give up on life. Never give up on your dreams. It's never, ever too late. This is Julie Tussie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.